USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden says monthly payments under the expanded child tax credit will start going out today. Speaking at the White House, Biden calls this another giant step toward ending child poverty. Biden saying the money being sent out is historic and what it will do for the economy.
I believe this is actually a historic day. Historic day in the sense that we continue to build an economy that respects and recognizes the dignity of working class families.
The tax credits of either $300 or $250 will roughly go to 39 million households, and that will happen on the 15th of every month automatically. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell is not a fan of the latest spending plan put forth by Democrats. The Kentucky Republican saying the country is already dealing with inflation and a $3.5 trillion budget is completely inappropriate. USA Radio News.
America's military is under attack from the woke anti-Christian far left. Even our top generals are ignoring the threat. Now, Grant Stinchfield exposes the real dangers. Tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern on Newsmax. Stinchfield and Newsmax are telling you the truth about the far left's real agenda and Joe Biden's policies. That's why millions are tuning into Stinchfield and Newsmax. And Newsmax is the only major news network carrying President Trump's rallies live. Newsmax is on all major cable systems. If your operator doesn't carry it, call them, tell them you want it, or you can switch. Watch Newsmax on most streaming systems like Roku, Samsung, LG, Pluto, Zumo, and more. Plus, download the free Newsmax app on your phone and start watching now. Newsmax has become one of America's biggest news networks, as Americans like you switch to a trusted news source. Every weeknight, watch great shows with Grant Stinchfield, Greg Kelly, Cortez and Pellegrino, Rob Schmidt, and a lot more. Newsmax is real news. Watch it.
The state of Texas is dealing with a stalled special legislative session, a surge of illegal immigrants crossing the border, and rising coronavirus numbers. Republican Senator from Texas Ted Cruz is blaming the surge at the border for the increase in COVID cases.
Most of these illegal immigrants coming in haven't been vaccinated. They're being put in cages with other people who are COVID positive. They're spreading COVID and then releasing COVID in our communities.
Cuban-American rapper and pop star Pitbull is calling for the world to support anti-communism protesters in Cuba.
People that we're so proud of, people such as a Jeff Bezos, Cuban-American, graduated from a high school in Miami, built one of the biggest companies in the world, the richest man in the world. He's somebody that can get involved and really help us on what we got. All we can do is create awareness.
Pitbull posting a two-minute video on Wednesday that he called a message to the world. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
Now, if you help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater. Available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
A new group of lawmakers wants to investigate the origins of COVID-19.
A group of moderate Democrats have sent a letter to the Speaker of the House and the Senate Majority Leader calling for the formation of a 9/11-style commission to investigate the origins of COVID-19. The letter from the leaders of the Blue Dog Coalition encourages legislation that would create a panel to investigate the origins of the virus as well as the U.S.'s preparedness for this and future pandemics. There has thus far been little interest from House leadership in investigating the pandemic. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Deaths from drug overdoses in the United States jumped nearly 30% in 2020 from the year before. That's according to new data released earlier this week. More than 93,000 Americans died from drug overdoses in 2020, up from 72,000 in 2019. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton believes some of the open border policies are allowing fentanyl to flow into the United States from Mexico, and that's contributing to some of the issues regarding drug overdoses.
These Border Patrol agents are doing their best, but they're being pushed towards logistics of dealing with all the people now they're having to take care of, as opposed to deporting these people. So now you have open borders, you have the ability for the cartels to more easily transport drugs because the border agents aren't able to focus on this. So we are going to have more overdoses, we are going to have more drug trafficking, and we're going to have more sex trafficking in the United States, not just on the border.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.